It is good to see everyone today, and this is our Christmas Eve service for 2017 here at the Wayne County Bible Center. And those that are with us today, we praise Jesus that they are here. And if you're listening by way of our website, we just want to wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas. We're going to begin today in Luke chapter 1, verse 34, and we want to really nail down the reason we're going to start singing here in a few moments. And we're going to sing, and we're going to sing, and we're going to sing, because we have a reason to sing. And the first time the songs rang out on that first Christmas, they were supernatural melodies from heaven. And today we join them 2,000 years later. But if you believe in Christmas, I mean really believe in Christmas, you believe in the miracles of God. And when you believe in the miracles of God, you have faith. And the name of the Lord, the angel said, was Emmanuel, God with us. But today I want us to look at a scripture that basically says, us with God. And the angel appears to Mary, and he says that she is going to have a son and call his name Jesus. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 34, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and is in the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to thank you that as true as those words were spoken from heaven, Lord Jesus, with you nothing is impossible. So as we gather today on this Christmas Eve 2017, Lord Jesus, we know you came the first time because we couldn't get to you, you came to us. And Father, we believe that you were born, made of a woman, the supernatural God taking upon himself flesh. And Father, as we sing these songs today, we are acknowledging, we are celebrating, and we are expressing the certainty of our faith. We know that you came to earth. We know, Lord Jesus, that you lived a perfect life. And so, Father, today, we praise your holy name. Holy Spirit, lead us as we sing, and let us sing praises unto your name. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, if everyone will stand, Tony's going to lead us in a couple of songs this morning.
Good morning. We're here to celebrate.
Amen.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus. Tomorrow will be his birthday. He's born over 2,000 years ago. You know, when we have a birthday party, we have a lot of joy and laughing, smiles.
Amen.
Let's do that this morning.
Amen.
And we have songs a lot of times. So let's sing about Jesus this morning. It came upon the midnight clear.
Amen.
It's number 128 in your brown hymnal.
Angels bend the near thee.
all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven sky they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music flows for all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains they bid on hovering wings, and ever o'er its vowel sounds the blessed angels sing. And ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful step and slow, now for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wind. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, the earth are hastening on, my prophet seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace their King, and the whole world sing back the song which now the angels sing.
Amen. Number 134 in your brown hymnal, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. God with us, revealed in us, His name is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God with us, revealed in us, His name is called Emmanuel.
Amen.
Emmanuel, God is with us. Incredible, incredible truth that the Lord shares with us in that name. But what I want you to understand, today we're looking at how we are with God. And Mary said unto that angel in Luke chapter 1, she said, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And you know, that's us. There's only two people in this world. There's me and there's you. There's us and there's them. And when you're looking horizontally, that's all the help you can get. And so what Mary was looking at was an impossibility. And so Mary said this. She goes, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And I'll share with you the method in a moment. But in verse 37, the angel says this. He says, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." Would you say that with me? With God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, let me show you another miraculous birth. Go back with me to Genesis chapter 18. And in Genesis chapter 18, we see another situation where the Lord has promised a son. And he's promised the son to Abraham and Sarah, and they are very, very old. And they are well stricken in age. And in Genesis chapter 18, verse 11, the scripture says this. "Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, 'After I am very, very old, shall I now have pleasure and have a child, my Lord, my husband being old also?' And the Lord said unto Abraham, 'Why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall of a surety bear a child when I am old?'" And you know what he's saying? He says, "Why is Sarah doubting me? Why is she laughing? Why does she think this is preposterous?" And then the Lord answers his own question. And you know what he says? In verse 14, he says, "Is anything too hard for me? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Is anything too hard for the Lord? Would you say that with me? Is anything too hard for the Lord? And with God, nothing shall be impossible. Don't you like those two words? Nothing and anything. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. And with the Lord, is anything too hard for Him? But you know, our problem is a lot of times we look at man. And we look at the folks that can help us. And we look at our situation. And we look at our circumstances. But Mary is promised at this point, "You're going to have a child, and it's going to be nothing but the power of the Holy Spirit that is going to conceive within your womb." Now, I want to show you one more verse before we start singing again. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 3. And then I want to challenge you this Christmas. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul is praying for us. And he prays in verse 16 that God would begin granting us knowledge about certain things in our spiritual life. That we would understand certain things about what it means to be a child of God, what it means to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit, what it means to be saved. Because Christmas is all about God leaving heaven and coming to earth and intervening in the history and in the events of man and intervening in personal lives like Joseph and like Mary and like Paul and like Peter and like Leo and like Tony. But Christmas is all about this. In verse 20, he says, "I want God to grant unto you knowledge that you would understand that you're praying unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to His power that works in you and can work in all these situations." And that's what the angel said to Mary. "Mary, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. He's going to do a work upon you and within you. And He's going to do a mighty, mighty miracle." And here it is, Paul telling you and I in the New Testament church that it's not about us asking God to do something for our loved ones or for ourselves that we could even imagine. He asked us to go beyond that. So you say, Brother Leo, what am I supposed to do this Christmas? I believe you need to wake up every morning and pray for at least one miracle. Ask God to do one miracle today. And then when you take a break during mid-morning, pray for another one. And then at lunch, throw two of them out there. Because the bottom line is, if you believe in Christmas, if you believe that virgin conceived, if you believe that baby was born in Bethlehem, if you believe Jesus lived a life of sinless perfection, rose from the dead after carrying all our sins to the grave and ascended into heaven, if you believe in all that 2,000 years ago, well, I'm going to tell you something. He's the same God today. Amen. And so, God forgive me. I didn't pray for 8 miracles yesterday. But you are able to do exceedingly above what I can ask or think. And that's why Tony said we're celebrating. And we want to smile and we want to laugh and we want to be filled with exceeding great joy. Because that's what we're celebrating today. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Would you say that? With God, nothing shall be impossible. Now would you say Merry Christmas? Merry Christmas! All right, now we're getting it. Tony, lead us in a couple of songs.
Number 132 in your brown hymnal. Angels we have heard on high.
Amen.
Oh. you had a song sung about you, written about you, didn't you? Okay, 143 in your brown hymnal. Infant holy, infant lowly.
Night, there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of glad joy and an enormous, enormous message, that Christ the Savior, the Son of God, is born unto you this day." Now, I want you to think, you and I have heard this message. I've heard it for almost 60 years now. But think about them hearing it for the first time. Our history hearing it for the first time. Or some person on a far-off continent hearing it for the first time. That on that holy night, the babe of Bethlehem, who is the Son of God, has come as a Savior. Now I want you to notice just one part of this scripture. "And they that heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." Brother Tony is going to share a song now. And we're going to ponder these things in our heart.
You know, one thing that stands out to me, kind of about the Christmas story about Jesus' birth, was, you know, they didn't have all this media that we have today. Cell phones, internet, all that stuff. But God still got the message out, didn't He?
Amen.
He sent angels. He got the message to the ones that needed to hear it. And He'll do that today. I think He uses the internet and the cell phones and all that stuff today to help get the gospel out. But He doesn't need it.
That's right.
He doesn't need it. Pray for me as I sing it. It's a holy night medley. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long in sin and error pining, till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh night, when Christ was born, oh night, oh holy night, oh night divine. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, holy, are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb, you are holy. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy, holy, are you Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb,
Amen. I'm going to ask Miss Betty and Miss Sandra to come up and prepare for praise worship. And as they're coming, I'm going to lead us in a special word of prayer this morning. I have a prayer of thanksgiving that Mona and Miss Jane are with us, as Miss Jane had a biopsy on Friday, and they dealt with a whole lot of downpours and all to get to Columbia and back, and we praise God, and we're praying continued great results on the medication that Mona is on. I also want to lead us in a word of prayer for Jim and Lily Sackett. They came here for several years and sat on the back. They're currently going to church in Collinwood, where Lily's son-in-law is associate pastor. Last Sunday, she was admitted to the hospital here with flu and pneumonia symptoms, and then transferred to Florence. And then Friday, she was moved to Alabama, Birmingham, in critical condition. And what it is, she's got asthma on top of pneumonia on top of flu, and her blood level oxygen just cannot recover from the triple whammy of that. She's now on the machine down there where they take the blood out. She's critical but stable. Jim's blood pressure is way, way up. He's in Collinwood now, supposed to leave tomorrow. They're keeping her sedated. But Patty and I have spoken with Jim on several occasions these last few days. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we sit here today, we want to thank you for our families. And we want to thank you, Lord. There have been times many of us have been at hospitals during Christmas. Many of us have been in hospitals during Christmas. But Father, I want to thank you for everyone in this room right now that we have the health to be here and the strength to be here. We're not going to take that for granted. And as we sit with maybe our children and our grandchildren here this morning, we want to thank you that they have the health to be here. Or maybe we're going to be seeing them this afternoon in a joyous situation. But we pray for all who are going through difficult times right now. And Father, we lift them up to you. We want to thank you that Miss Jane and Mona are here and they're going to enjoy family tonight and tomorrow. And we pray for continued healing upon them in a mighty and powerful way. I just pray, Lord, for your miracles upon them. In the name of Jesus, we claim your healings and health. And I pray for Miss Lily right now, Lord Jesus. I pray for a miracle of healing, for the wisdom for these doctors to have now at Birmingham. And Father, I just pray in a special, special way for Jim as he travels with his son-in-law and daughter for protection. And Father, to get his blood pressure under control. And Father, we know that you are the great Savior, the great Redeemer, the great, great, great friend, our wonderful Heavenly Father, and you are also the great Physician. So, Father, we call upon you for many souls and many hearts today. And in the quietness of this moment, before we sing praises to you like the angels did, Father, we pray for those we know that don't yet know you as Lord and Savior. We've not yet come to that moment in life where they can say, yeah, I got born again. The Holy Spirit came into my heart. And I began an intimate personal relationship with Jesus. Father, we pray they would receive the gift of your salvation. We say unto you today, Lord Jesus, Merry Christmas. Without you coming to earth, there would be no Christmas. Without you coming to earth, I would not know salvation. I would not know peace and joy and the blessings of God. So we pause, Lord, and we thank you for a lot of miracles, for salvations, for healings, for deliverances that you have wrought in our lives. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. All right.
Brother Leo, yeah. There's one other family.
Yeah.
They okay. lost a grandbaby.
Oh, my goodness.
So, newborn.
Oh, my goodness. Ricky, lead us in a word of prayer for you.
Father, we do rejoice over the birth of a baby, Lord. With that birth, you gave us salvation. Father, we just ask you a blessed hand upon Kelsey and Nathan today.
Lord, yes, Lord.
In the days to come. They've held this baby and they know this baby, where this baby's at today.
Yes.
It's in your arms, Lord. And we give you the glory for that. And we give you the thanksgiving for the peace that comes with that. And we just give you the glory because of who you are. And we thank you so much, Lord, for all you did for us.
We're going to ask you all to stand.
Thank you.
He is the King of Kings. We're going to close out here in a moment with a song from Miss Betty, and then we're going to sing a hymn in closing. But we want to look at the third and final miracle today. We believe in the virgin birth. For with God nothing shall be impossible. We believe the night sky just opened up and choirs of angels sang. And shepherds saw them. And they went with haste and they found the babe. In Matthew chapter 2, we are told of three wise men from the east who follow a star that moves. And every night, you know, many of you, that I spend much time on clear winter nights praying under the stars. And there's not a night I don't think about their experience. And would have loved to have been with them. And we'll one day get to talk to them face to face. Many things. But they went before Herod and said they'd followed the star. And in verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed. And the star which they saw in the east went before them and came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And they gave him treasures, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, you've got to understand, those three gifts were gifts of prophecy. Gold was given to the child as a king. Gold represents regality, divinity, that he would rule. Frankincense had an Old Testament or an Old Covenant connotation. Frankincense was used in temple worship, but never, ever, ever used for a sin offering. Only for a praise and thanksgiving offering. So that prophecy concerned the life of the child. He would never, ever, ever sin. He would live in purity. The third gift, while valuable, was unusual. Myrrh was used to anoint the body of a dead person to help with the smell of decay. Very strong. But myrrh would be considered the embalming fluid of that day. So the prophecy of myrrh was this child was born to die. So three kings came that night or that day bearing gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, to give one king who was going to bear the sins of the world and give us the gift of salvation. Miss Betty's going to come and share a song for the season.
I like being over there where I can't be seen, so.
Bless.
Pray for me.
Kings of earth on a course unknown, bearing gifts from afar, the glorious sight.
And the shepherds came with haste, and they found Joseph and Mary and the babe in the manger. The first little family of Christmas. And what a miracle God did for all of them. Today, many of you are sitting with family. And as we sing this song, I'm going to ask you to stand up and hold hands with who's next to you. And if somebody's not sitting next to anybody, I want y'all to grab them and hold hands with them and get them close to you. Can we do O Come All Ye Faithful?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to do O Come All Ye Faithful, Larry. And as we're singing today, let's recognize that today is a gift. We're all together, and we're all together with the Lord. So let's sing unto Jesus one more time this morning.
Number 145 in your brown hymnal. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What a privilege to be able to say that today. I'm going to ask Brother Cameron if he would close us out with a word of prayer.